We're learning Tosfos Yomi, and we're on Maseches Bava Kama. We're on page 10, Daf Yud, but we're learning the last Tosfos from the last Amud, which is Daf Tes Amud Beis, and this pertains to already the next sugya, which found on the next page, so you will forgive me at this time. So on this Daf, and yesterday we learned on the same Daf 3 Tosfos, so It's a Guinness record that this is already the fourth Tosfos on this page that we're learning, but you will forgive me because it already pertains to the next page. The topic is koifer. Koifer is a special din that you have that it's really a very special din again. It means that you have to pay for somebody's life. If this life was taken away, chas v'sholom, in a nezikin situation. So the typical example is an ox who gores a man. The man dies. Then, if this ox was mu'ad, meaning three times it gored already, not necessarily man, and not necessarily fatally, but you know that this ox is prone to gore, then you have to take more care. So Torah counts as if you were responsible for the life of this guy. So this in the expressions of the Torah, this is close as if you were killing this guy. So this is negligency, but it's a special kind of negligency, because this negligency already costs to someone's life. So you should not be that negligent. The Torah introduces this with this special concept of koifer. If you read the Torah, you will find the din is the gambal of Yumas. Even the owner should die. So for sure, such an ox could not be left live. This is the Shor Yisakel, the Shor HaNiskal. They will stone this ox. This is for sure. But the Torah says, and even his owner should die. And it says in the next pasuk, "Vein koifer yushasalov." But if there is a koifer, what is a koifer? Koifer meaning zlashon kippurim, zlashon atonement. That for atonement, some money is given, which is according to the value, let's say, to this soul. So koifer is this special money that you give. Really, this is redemption for your own soul, because you have to die, because you were negligent. This was fatal negligence, and you have to die. Theoretically, in practice, you don't have to. In practice, you pay the koifer, and with this, you buy your life. This is the concept of koifer. And the Torah says, and it's special also because it says, im koifer yushasov, if there is a koifer, meaning if you don't want to die. But we don't suggest you that you want to die. So our sages say this is one of the four special places in the Torah where im doesn't mean a condition, rather it means an obligation. You must do this. You not allowed to die. You mustn't die. You mustn't execute such a person. Rather, a koifer should be assessed. So this is the din of the koifer. And as you see, we learn this from an ox who gores after three times, and the fourth times it, or more, later on, no care was taken about it. I really don't know how can you guard such an ox. You do it as you want, but I remember that I learned that there is such an opinion, which is, I don't think, maybe it's not the halacha, and for sure it's not the opinion of all the rabbis, but there is such an opinion that ein leshmira ala v'sakin, the only way to guard is with a knife, meaning you must kill this ox immediately as it gores. I don't know if such a rabbi speaks about the goring of a person already, because for the first time that an ox gores a human being, Then, I don't know, maybe once it gores a human being and then it gores animals. Maybe even if it's just guard animals, you must bear the consequences, and you must execute this. Sure, you can eat the meat, because you cannot eat the meat of a shorniskal. This is another thing. But you can eat the meat of a shor muad, for sure. This is not a problem. And you can sell the carcass, and you can use the skin. So, not that bad. But there is such an opinion. Anyway, we have this koifer, and we are now interested in whether it should be learned to other cases as well. Taisves tells us that actually yes, the Gemara does it later on page Kafvov. On page Kafvov, it learns that really there is koifer for a regel. How so? How should be koifer for a regel work? Regel means an ox doesn't have any intention to cause damage. If an ox gores, it does have. But if you have an ox who just goes and in its way, or it goes very fast, or it doesn't take care, where do we step? Does it step? And then suddenly, Chas v'Sholom, small child or baby is under his feet, then. In such a case, the question could be asked, if there is koifer for regel, for his feet. So, in such a case, concludes the Gemara, yes, there is. So, even though that I know that you read in the Torah that this is a special din, a special law, for somebody who does not guard his animal, who is Mu'ad, who is prone to cause damage, who is prone to gore, and does not guard in order to protect the sanctity of human life, and then this is reason enough for you to pay the koifer for your own soul, anyway, even in the case of a regel, then there is koifer. Oh, this is interesting, says Taisves. If there is, in the case of regel, there is really no kavon al hazik, no intention to cause damage. This means that you can ask further questions. You can ask if you can extend the notion of koifer even to further cases. Actually, you can extend it to any case whatsoever, whatever you want. If you know that there is a human life at stake. So, our Gemara has two examples. An example of a boyer. There is such a boyer, which is also problematic, because a boyer, in a boyer, you know that there is a boyer, there are two kinds of pits. There is a pit which is deep, and more dangerous, tentefachim, which is 1 meter. 1 meter deep. If it's 1 meter deep, then we assume that it has the theoretical ability to kill. Nine tefachim, not 90 centimeter. If you fall into it, you will survive. If it's more, you won't. If it's one, it's ten tefachim, you won't survive. If it's nine tefachim, you will survive. So, in such a case, you could also ask. You digged a pit that is deep 2 meters, and somebody fell into it. Why shouldn't you pay the koifer? And by the way, I think it would be better for you if you could, because this koifer is like kippur, this is atonement for yourself. So you should pay it. It's your own reason to... you need this. And you cannot. Very interesting. This is something which ignites the fantasy of Taisves, because the Gemara says Really, the Gemara here compares like everything with everything. Keren, which is goring, pit and fire. Of course, this continues yesterday's topic, where we said there is a special leniency regarding fire. And then it says, oh, there are some special things that we forgot to speak about when we learned the Mishnah. We already mentioned some kind of special stringencies that there are in some cases and are present in some cases and are not present in other cases. But there is more to it. So we called this price, which lists all possibilities at first sight. Then it says Tana Veshir, which means it still left out some things. And anyway, it's quite nice of a list and quite long. But Koifer is an interesting thing here. And there's something to ask here. Because when you compare goring and pit and fire, you can say that if there was a pit, you should pay Koifer. I don't know if it's 10 tefachim, it's 9 tefachim. 10 tefachim for sure, you would have thought that you have to pay. Really, you don't have to. Or you can say you don't have to, or you mustn't, as you like it. And what is with fire? Fire is very dangerous. You have to be careful with fire. Fire is life-threatening danger. So you have to be careful with it. So it's also reasonable to assume that you have to pay koifer for fire. And the din is not, so. And for regel, you have to pay. Regel, what can you do about regel? Regel seems far-fetched. So, according to reasoning, simple logic, you would assume, okay, goring ox, I have to pay koifer. Nice. Regel, I have to pay koifer. I didn't know about regel. I have to pay koifer. Then this means that if there are some other things that are, I am more feeling the responsibility of killing human life, all the more so I should pay. So this is the intention, and Tosfos is elaborating on the issue. This is a good question here. Why you cannot pay koifer in life threatening cases, in fatal damages, which you are responsible of, and you could have done something about it. You have to pay when you don't have to say so. This just doesn't seem right. This is the topic of Tosfos. So says Tosfos, Ma she'en kem babor. She'en meshalim koifer. Okay, so for a pit, there is no koifer if the pit, if somebody, the pit killed somebody. By the way, if a pit was not so deep, if a pit was 9 tefachim, and it killed somebody, I think then there is not even normal payment for such a thing. You pay for the damage that you caused. What is the damage? Damage of human life? I don't know how you assess it. We haven't spoken about it. But the principles are, if there is some kind of loss, this you have to pay. Koifer, meaning it's not loss. It's another category. It's life. It's neshama. It's soul. So it's not the same category as monetary loss. But monetary loss you have to pay. But it seems that there is another kind of payment, like payment for death, which is a third kind. I don't know really now the difference between koifer and death payment. But death payment there is only in a case of a boy of 10 tefachim, then you are responsible. Or maybe the case is that if somebody, which would even be more interesting from the perspective, from law, but from the other hand, will be more reasonable, like from the system, halachic system, more understandable. If you say that if somebody died, then you don't pay nothing. You should have paid koifer, but there is no koifer for such a thing. Okay, so what's the difference between 10 and 9? I don't know. Maybe death payment. Okay, so let's stay at death payment. Okay, this is another topic today. I just wanted to understand what's the deal here. So, Mashen came aboard. So, if there is death, Hasve Sholem, in a boyer, in a pit, then there is no koifer. The kain esh, not as well this is the case for esh, for fire, but for a goring ox, for you sure have to, because this was the prime example of a koifer. The ketani besamuch. So this we learn, this also we learn here that for fire there is no koifer. Mashen kein ba'esh. Yes, this is the exact source. This is the wording of the Gemara where we learn that there is no koifer for esh as well. Vein toimar. So you should say now that this is not okay. The neilef meshoyer. First idea, first approach. Let's learn it from the case of shoyer. Venechai vay bekoifer. Yeah, you should pay the koifer for it. Ve'afal gavli kol ha'memar shekein ba'lechayim. Okay, you cannot learn it in such a direct way, because you cannot learn. You know, always there is kal v'chaimer, there is this generalization issue. What is called mametzinu, which is binyan av in a more technological language, which is basically generalization. Okay, so if you pay koifer for a shoyer, then you have to pay koifer also for esh, for bar. Oh, you cannot. Shoyer is more chamor. Shoyer is more stringent. An ox, living thing. If a living thing killed, maybe this is the causing factor. A living thing killed. It says no good excuse. This should be no good excuse because of regal. Oh, regal. I just said regal. Really, the regal is the main thing that starts us to think about it, because regal is like, it seems to be harmless, and shoyer and esh, they are. If you just look at on it like you're not an expert, then you feel it's more harmful. So it is more reason to assume that there is koifer, and it's very counterintuitive that indeed you don't pay. And it says, why is it that you cannot say that it is balei chayim, it's living thing? There is more reason to it. Yes, because there are certain things that you just can't use. Okay, regal, there is regal. You cannot say this. Regal is not an example for this. Regal is an example. It's more like a general example. Regal, which is when stepping, chas v'shalom, by stepping causing the death of baby. By an ox. So this is also balei chayim, this is also living ox. But over there you see an interesting concept that helps you to learn out this very interesting mamatzini, which we don't learn, but we could have learned. So why should it work? It says, the maskin ala kama meperaketzad, we see in the perakeitzad, the ikka koifer beregel, we learn that there is koifer for regel, just as I said, shma mina da yalfina regel mikeren. This means that we indeed learn regel from keren. We learn the damage, we learn the koifer of a feet from the koifer of a keren, goring. And why? This should not work as well. Because for this I would know rejection as well, which is called a pirche. A pirche is an exception, which it should break the logic. And it does not break. So just as you see by regal, by the case of regal, there is no rejection, no breaking of logic, just the same way, there should be really no break of logic from the reasoning of balei chayim. So don't come with these low-level things that you learned in the Mishnah, that there is difference between shoyer and the keren and regel, and don't come with such ideas. These we don't go with. When learning koifer, we just don't go with it. Why? I don't know, but I see that we don't go with it. So this is not a good excuse why not to pay koifer for a boyer or an eish. Yes, you could have a very good reasoning, and you don't have to be rocket scientist to know this. Keren is kavanosa lehazik. Keren, goring is intended damage. The regal is not intended damage. So don't ask this. You could have asked this. So don't ask for Balei Chaim as well. Mechayev, Birshus Surabim. And you can say all as well. Another Pirchem, which is Chayuv Birshus Surabim. It's not interesting. There are reasons to assume this. So far we don't have a good answer. Why should he doesn't pay, not paying a koifer for goring? You have to for boy or ish for pit or fire, ishloimar. So what is the answer really? The ish boy peturin. Why are they indeed exempt from paying a koifer? The darshinon, because we have a drush. Olav v'loyal boyer, olav v'loyal eish. Okay, the darshin alakam besaf keitzel olav v'loyal odom. Okay, so you have to see this. What is this drush? This drush is a learning from a pasuk im koifer yushas olav. So what is this koifer? Im koifer yush vechi. Where do we see this? Yes, I am on a different page. Yes. Im koifer yushas olav. If there is a koifer assessment, atonement assessment, over there, v'nosam pidyoy nafshoy, he should give the redemption of his soul, k'choyla she yushas olav. Just as there is assessed on him, olav. Olav on who? Olav. On the shoyer. On the Karen. Very interesting. Now I got it. What is it? Olav? Kasher Yushas Olav. Just as it is assessed on it. Just as it is assessed on it. What is the subject which Torah says it? Kasher Yushas Olav. What is the subject of it? The ox itself. And the ox has two things. The ox has Karen. And the ox has feet. So, you can learn it. Kasher Yushas Olav. Wow. You can learn koifer wherever you want, all over the ox. On the ox you can. Olav v'layal ha'odom. Olav v'layal ha'bor. Olav v'layal ha'esh. And really, Taisfes is very creative here, because it tells us that this learning used as in order to exclude Odom, if somebody kills unintentionally, then there is no koifer payment. It just works by ox. So we can apply the ID. It works inside the ox, and not in human beings, and not in pit, and not in fire. So that's it. Very nice. Now we understand. What we don't understand when they further think about it is why. So we said, good logic. And the Torah doesn't want it. Okay, so you always can say that the Torah, just because the Torah says, but you're always trying to dig deeper and deeper in order to understand the reasonings behind the Torah, even if understanding the reasoning behind the Torah makes you an appreciation of the laws and not saying that, no, this is not logic, so I don't want it. So, for sure, this is not the purpose. But, you see that koifer is something special for the ox itself. So what we perceived as generalization, big generalization, or regal is doesn't have an intention to do harm, and nevertheless must pay. So, this means other cases when there is more negligence, there is more reason to pay it. And then you learn, no, this is not the case, you understand it the wrong way. This is not the case, this is not because, this is not the factor that we depend koifer. Koifer is not interconnected, the concept of koifer is not interconnected with the level of negligence. In a classical case of koifer, you see a big factor of negligence. In the non-classical case, which is regal, you don't see negligence. There is no negligence here. So what does cause it? The ox. Maybe because it's Balei Chaim. I don't know. Maybe because it's living animal. Anyway, this is the direction to understand this. And don't tell me fire and pit. There is more negligence and there is more reason to apply the rule of a koifer. No, koifer, the whole system of koifer works only within your animal and not in not living objects. So you cannot extend this rule to this field. So our question is answered, but Tosfos has a side question here. Olov v'loy al odom v'im toimer. And if you will say, Shoir v'loy odom d'ksiv beboyer. What is this? Okay, so this is also a reference. In my edition that I have here, which I learned in Talmud from, there is no reference here. So I use my computer in order to search, and I found a really deserved reference to Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis. So if you have a private Gemara, I think that you can write just Kaf Ches Amud Beis, because this is really reference to Kaf Ches Amud Beis, where you have this concept referred here, that there is concurrent drash, which seems to be redundant. There seems to be redundancy here, because now Tosfos extended this explanation of Pasuk, and then this means that he intersects another explanation of another Pasuk. And then, now he has to deal with the two Pasukim, in order to just to be stable, that one should not say that, oh, you invented a new drash, it's non-existent, the Gemara doesn't speak about it. Yes, this follows from what the Gemara itself says, and by the way, it does not contradict what it says in other places. So this is the technicality which Tosfos still has to deal with, because the main question is answered. So why is there no koifer? If you're asked why is there no koifer, there's no koifer because it's ox specific, it's animal specific, and the pit and fire is really no. And so let's see this side question. You will see Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis, there is this drash. If somebody opens up a pit, very interesting, you have a pit, and there is shoir and chamoir. Either an ox or a donkey has fallen into the pit. So what does the Gemara say? Shoir v'loy odom, hamar v'loy keilim. So the shoir, so this is all only for shoir, and not for odom. So a damage payment is only if an animal has fallen into the pit, and not if a person, a human being, has fallen into the pit. And hamar v'loy keilim, it's only for a donkey, not for keilim. So there is no damage payment, really, not in a pit, not for human beings, and not for object, just the in-between. So this is the levels, objects, inanimate objects, and then there are animals, and then human beings. And you pay, in the case of a pit, just in the middle, just for animals. And this is what you see, that this is the drush, which is Tosfos referring to here, Shoir v'loy odom, d'ksiv beboyer. So this is spoken about a boyer, about a pit. And then you say, Lamali, Tesele me olov. Tosfos says, you really now know this drush, you can learn this drush, Shoir v'loy odom, Hamoir v'loy kelim, you can learn this drush from this olov. Because Tosfos has just extended the domain of this explanation of olov. Olov v'loy al odom. Olov v'loy koifer yushas olov. So koifer applies only to olov, meaning shoir. So now the question is, how do you put together these two drushes? So shoir v'loy odom means if you have the boyer, then you don't have to pay for the punishment, for the damage caused if a human being has fallen into them. It's very interesting, because I thought that if a human being falls into them, it's two possibilities. Either it has some damages, like bruises, wounds, or has v'shalom lo yaleinu, death. So for death, it is being spoken about koifer. Then it says, shor v'lo yodom diksiv b'bar lamali. Okay, so this explanation exempts Bal HaBor, one who digged a pit, exempts from payments for somebody who has fallen into his pit. So it says Tesel me a love, koifer yushes a love v'loy alo odom. So now it says, and it also in the Maharam points out, I just seen, it said like that Rashi also speaks about it. Here there are two interpretations. Just as I said when I began the shir by stating these, there are two different things. Maybe you have to pay if something happened with a human, even if he died. There are two ways to understand it. Even you have koifer, which is a special din, or you have like death damage payment, which is something special, but different thing here. Here Tosfos says, no, it's the same, it's one and the same. Rashi says, no, two different things, don't confuse them. So this seems to be machlokes between Rashi and the Tosfos. And Maharam said that he refers to earlier commentary that he wrote about this topic. So the basic point here is that Tosfos says, why should there be if you really assume that there is the one and only thing, you pay when somebody falls into the pit and dead, then really the two drash teaches the one and the same thing. I don't know how does he exclude the and damage, bruises, wounds, broken leg, which is the classical case, I don't know, because it says, shor v'loy odom. Only if a shirt, maybe because the Gemara over there uses this for death. But anyway, it says now Tosfos had made a generalization of the drush olov v'layalo eish, meaning only the ox and olov v'layalo odom, olov v'layalo odom. I don't know, maybe you don't even need the generalization of Tosfos. You can go with simply the Gemara's drush. Olav alay al Odom. So koifer is just Olav alay al Odom. So Odom there is no... No. You need. Yes, because you are speaking about a pit now. And pit is the chidush of the Tosfos. So in the case of a pit, you know from Tosfos that you can use this drush of Olav, that there is no death payment for somebody who has fallen into the pit and died, and then you don't need shor alay al Odom. So why do you need it for, says Tosfos? Do you need it for other thing? If a slave has fallen into it, or a non-Jew who is bought by Israel, which seems to be the same as the slave, I don't know really, maybe there is another kind of transaction, several ways to buy an Eved, but anyway, for an Eved, for a slave, you don't have the payment for his freedom. So a free soul has this special din of koifer. Then, okay, if it's not free, then it's not the same level of soul that you have to pay this atonement or payment. And then you can say that, okay, then you need to have some other payments. And then the Tosfos says, okay, I agree. Generally, I don't agree. Generally, there is only one kind of payment for falling into a pit and dying, which is koifer, which is non-existent. But in such a case, there you have thought that you would have thought that there is such a thing. And now this is the second drush that you have. You learn from here that even this does not exist.